This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, we have Allison Taylor joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And then also your daughter Ella, who is 14. Is she there?
Hello.
Hi, good morning, Ella. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. So September, Kennedy.
Yes.
Is National Service Dog Month.
Yes.
And Ella need our help.
They do.
Big time.
Big time.
Pay attention, please, for just a few minutes. Allison, tell us what's going on with Ella and how we can help.
So Ella is fundraising for Little Angel Service Dog, and that's a nonprofit that trains and places service dogs with children and adults with disabilities. And Ella has been approved for an autism assistance dog. So we're trying to raise money.
How will this dog help Ella in her day-to-day?
Well, I have a really severe anxiety, so sometimes I can just get in my own head and shut down. And having like a dog to just help me to focus on stuff instead of just shutting down would be really helpful. As well within stressful situations, too.
Yeah.
I was looking at your fundraising goal of what it's going to cost for the Little Angels service dog, and it is $35,000?
It's a lot of money.
So each dog actually costs $60,000 to train, and that's what we have now left to raise is $35,000. So it's very challenging.
And right now I see,
it's just not enough.
We got a long way to go, don't we?
But I believe in people.
We have come a long way, right? I mean, to start at 60 for each dog, because you think they have to pay the trainers, the vet, the boarding, the feeding the dogs. It's a lot of money to train. One dog for one person is $60,000.
Ella, what would you say to people who maybe don't have a neurodivergent person in their life that you would want them to know about, you know, you or how maybe you see the world?
It's very loud in a sense. Like, a lot of my senses are heightened due to my autism, so it's, like, very loud and can be very overwhelming, and I kind of struggle to read social situations. So, yeah, I do go to a school for kids with learning disabilities, so that helps a lot because there are other kids with autism. But it's, like, very loud.
I wish I had $40,000. It would be in your bank account right now.
Sell some shoes, Kitten.
You know, I could.
Yeah, you're going to have 40 grand in that closet.
You're not wrong.
This is how we're going to help. We're going to let people know about it this morning. And if you would like to make a donation to help them with this, you can text us here in the studio and we will send you a direct link for Little Angel Service Dogs to help out Allison and her daughter, Ella.
And Ella, what you're saying is so brave. Know that you just saying those words out loud, explaining to people how loud your world is, are going to be helpful. And it's so brave to talk about because not everybody understands it. So know you are a champion, my dear friend, okay?
Thank you.
Okay.
So again, thank you for listening to us on your two-hour commute in the morning.
Oh, we love it. We play Can't Beat Kennedy. We called in once, but we Can't Beat Kennedy.
But we had a good time.
Yeah. We have a blast every morning, so thank you all.
It's easier to raise the $60,000 than it is to beat Kennedy, I think.
Yeah.
So again, if you want to make a donation, if you want to help out, drop us a text here in the studio at 617-655-1234. We will send you back a link. We will also post it when we put the interview up in our podcast. Allison, you and Ella are officially members of the Carson Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Woo!
Thank you. We love you guys, all three of you.
we love you. Right back.
And keep us posted on how it's going, okay?
All right. Thank you. We'll definitely give you an update.
All right. Bye-bye.
Have a great day at school.
Thank you. Bye.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty is a service of findmassmoney.gov. So the latest in the Nicole Kidman-Keith Urban separation, Nicole has officially filed for divorce from Keith.
Wow.
After 19 years of marriage, Page Six says the court documents list irreconcilable differences as the reason. Kidman is requesting to be the primary residential parent of their daughters, Sunday and Faith. Both parties are expected to agree on a marital dissolution agreement and detailed parenting plan covering everything from holidays to major decisions. She listed yesterday, the same day she filed, as the date of the separation, even though we've heard they might have been living apart since the beginning of summer. Other sources say Nicole did not want the separation. She was trying to save things. And other sources are saying he's reportedly already with another woman. Sources saying Nicole doesn't dispute it, but she's still shocked over it.
Huh. Yeah.
It's all over Nashville is what they say.
Oh, that he's dating somebody else?
Mm.
It's interesting because, you know, you had the story yesterday that, or, you know, within the past 48 hours that they were separated and then she filed for divorce yesterday. Mm-hmm. So it sounds like maybe she wasn't going to file for divorce. And then once the story broke that they were separated, she just went ahead and did it.
I don't know. Either way, sucks.
Yeah, we wish them the best.
Yeah, I just hate it when your stuff is splashed all over the world. Mm-hmm. Kind of like that couple that went to the Coldplay show. Remember them?
Yeah.
How could you forget, Kennedy?
Every day when I think we're all done with it, something else pops up.
Oh, really? So, we got another update?
Ex-astronomer CEO Andy Byron and his wife are still going strong, is what is being told to me. Photos obtained by the Daily Mail. I can't see them because Daily Mail started doing this subscription service. You got to pay to see the good stuff.
What? The Daily Mail?
And I already have too many subscriptions.
We're being subscribed to death.
Daily Mail gets everything first. Seriously. Daily Mail knows the deal because they have no rules over there. So anyway.
Or no morals.
They have pictures of this couple going for a walk, enjoying a sunset picnic on the beach, wearing their wedding rings, enjoying life, happily sporting their wedding bands, walking hand in hand down the street on a morning stroll. And you might recall this came months. Well, so after this happened, you know, Megan took herself off social media because everyone was finding her and being like, oh my God, did you see what your husband did at the show last night? And I don't blame her at all.
Mm-hmm.
She left Massachusetts. She went up to their main property to just kind of get away and start over, which I don't doubt. I would do the same thing. But there had been talk that they were already in talks for separation. Wasn't that them or was that the other couple?
No, both couples, I think.
So, in any event, I don't know what happened or if they were able to work it out. They do have two kids, and so whatever that is, good for you for rising above, being adult or
that's
whatever.
I did it. It's hard to do.
I'm sure we have all done it at one point.
We've all done it. Try and forgive somebody and move on.
Yep.
Good luck to you. Good luck to you.
So if that works, I wish you guys the best.
Lots
obviously.
Of therapy would be my suggestion. It is
See,
hard.
The therapy first, in my opinion, is the best way to go. But.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, at this point, it might help too. IMHO.
And I don't know if you guys have seen any of the trailers of Jeremy Allen White being Bruce Springsteen
yes.
for this new movie.
I have not, but I love him.
Well, this is him singing. Listen.
Together with you, we'll live with the sadness. I love you and all the madness in my soul. Sun, but till it tramps like us, maybe we were born to run.
It's interesting because I saw the trailer. I didn't realize that was Jeremy singing.
Yeah, he's singing.
Which is impressive.
Very impressive.
I love that they do that.
Mm-hmm.
He's got like the vocal tone of Springsteen,
yeah,
down,
I
but
felt
not
it.
Maybe not his range. But he's not a
sure,
professional singer.
No.
But he sounds like Springsteen.
But
I mean, singing live, you got to understand, is different than because this this is from a concert scene.
Yeah, yeah, I saw.
So everything that we hear, where you're like, what? We expect everything to be processed and beautiful.
Yeah,
sure.
So I think this is very much like him. He looks like him. I mean, I'm not the hugest Bruce fan, but this looks pretty darn good.
See, I was thinking the opposite. The trailer did not do it for me. I saw the trailer. I was like, this does not look good.
Are you a big fan of The Boss?
I love Bruce Springsteen, sure. And I
mean, this has his blessing and his love written all over it. So.
I get that. It just, in the trailer I watched, I was like, this looks a little cheesy for Bruce Springsteen, but... That, you know, it's hard to tell from a trailer.
I feel like I will have
to slam a whole lifetime into 2 hours, and Bruce has had quite a life.
I know, but, you know, like, so. I watched Complete Unknown, and that movie is just, like, one of the best movies I've seen in the past couple of years. Really?
Oh,
I love
God,
when you guys are
no.
at the complete opposite end of the spectrum.
That's so
of
yeah, I enjoyed that movie.
I
don't even like
Bob.
Well, I don't like Bob Dylan, but I thought he was so good in that movie. Just such a great acting role.
I will have a hard time, I feel like, separating Jeremy Allen White from his current role of the bear.
Did you ever watch Shameless?
Oh, I love Shameless. Yeah. That's why I got introduced to him.
Yeah.
But I'll expect him to be talking to the E Street Band, like, you gotta tighten up that sax solo, chef. That's not good enough for opening night, chef. Heard,
boss.
And that is what I got.
Behind Bruce.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Fall in love with a 2025 Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Kevin from Milford.
Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Kennedy.
Also, his boyfriend Paul is in the car, Kennedy.
What up, fellas?
Hi.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
Five pop culture trivia questions, guys. You get more right than Kennedy, and you win yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you. Kennedy's now gone to that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Kevin, are you ready?
I am. This is Carson, right?
Yes.
Yes, I met you at the Taylor Swift concert.
You're kidding me. What did you?
With a big Taylor Swift head sign.
I do remember that. We met like on the stage there before the show, right?
Yes.
I do remember that.
Did you guys exchange friendship bracelets?
I don't know if we exchanged friendship bracelets or not, but we had a moment.
No, yes, we did. I'm so happy to be talking to you again.
Well, it's good to have you here, Kevin. That was a wonderful day. That was like one of my all-time favorite concerts. Top five concert for sure. All right, here we go. Question number one. 15 years ago today in 2010, The Social Network was released. Who played Mark Zuckerberg in that movie?
Jesse Eisenberg.
Question number two. Zach Bryan just headlined the largest ticketed concert in the United States history. It was in Ann Arbor, and there were 112,000, over 112,000 fans in attendance. Where is Ann Arbor located?
In Michigan.
Diddy gets sentenced on Friday, and prosecutors are asking for 11 years behind bars. They say a significant term will act as a deterrent and show that even the rich and powerful aren't above the law. Name the singer who was formerly signed to Diddy's record label and also dated him that testified against him in this case.
Kathy Ventura.
Question number four. An astrologer paired each zodiac sign with a Halloween movie. For Geminis, Hocus Pocus, Virgo, Ghostbusters, and Capricorn, the Addams Family. Who is the butler for the Addams Family?
The actor or the person?
The character's name.
The character's name in the Addams Family. I'm going to say Mr. Butler.
Question number five. Celebrity marriages you may have forgotten happened include Uma Thurman and Gary Oldman, Nicolas Cage and Lisa Marie Presley, and Ryan Reynolds and Scarlett Johansson. Who are both Ryan Reynolds and Scarlett Johansson married to now?
You're right. I did forget about all of those marriages. Blake Lively and Colin Jost.
Yeah. All right. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please. Nice job.
Yeah, Kevin and Paul cooked a little bit there.
Yeah, you really, really well done.
Oh, thank you.
All right, Kennedy, welcome back. Kevin and Paul got 4 out of 5.
Ooh, all right.
Yeah. These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
15 years ago today in 2010, The Social Network was released. Who played Mark Zuckerberg in that film?
Michael Cera. No. Jesse Eisenberg, sorry. Or that's not.
Did you see they're releasing a second one? They're doing a sequel.
They don't need to do that.
Why? And it's a whole new cast.
And they're going to make up characters that aren't real.
Which is so wild.
The whole point of it was it's a real... Yeah, don't do that.
1-0 for Kevin. Question number two. Zach Bryan just headlined the largest ticketed concert in U.S. history in Ann Arbor. Where is Ann Arbor located?
Michigan.
2-1. Diddy get sentenced on Friday. Can you name the singer who was formerly signed to Diddy's record label and also dated him that testified against him in this case?
Cassie.
3-2. An astrologer paired each zodiac sign with a Halloween movie. Gemini, Hocus Pocus, Virgo, Ghostbusters. Capricorn was the Addams Family. Who was the butler for the Addams Family?
Lurch.
Lurch.
Mr. Butler was a close second, though.
Oh, good answer, though. I like
tied to 3. Question number 5. Celebrity marriages you may have forgotten happened, Kennedy. Uma Thurman and Gary Oldman. Nicolas Cage and Lisa Marie Presley. Ryan Reynolds and Scarlett Johansson. Who are both Ryan Reynolds and Scarlett Johansson married to now?
Scarlett Johansson is Colin Jost, and Ryan Reynolds is Blake Lively.
That is it. There it is. 4-4 is the final score with the tie. Kennedy gets the win. Nice work, Kennedy.
Oh, you had me there.
Yeah, it was a good one.
It's a close one.
You did win the money, but you did win yourself a pair of concert tickets. You're going to go see Jesse McCartney October 7th at the Orpheum Theater. If you want to buy tickets, Ticketmaster.com, but you're going for free. How about that?
You and your beautiful soul will both be there.
Thank you. I'm so excited.
Yeah, that'll be a fun show.
I love Jesse McCartney back in the day.
Right? Yep.
All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Kennedy, this is Kevin from Milford, and I can't be.
And Paul, don't forget Paul.
Bye, Paul.
Oh, yeah, Paul.
Don't let him minimize you.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You ever wonder really what your neighbors are pulling in?
Sometimes I'll just pass by a house and be like, what do you do? And why am I not doing that?
What do you do and how much do you make? 617-655-1234. You can call or text. We're going to keep this anonymous. We don't have to say that your town that you're from or your name. We want you to tell us what you do for a living, then we're going to try and guess how much you make a year. And again, if it's something kind of off the beaten path, and when you say what it is you do, and people are like, huh? You make a living doing that? We're going to start first with somebody. You work in forensics some way?
Yes, I'm a forensic interviewer.
Okay, so who are you interviewing?
I interview children where there's allegations of sexual and physical abuse.
Wow. Oh. This is very serious stuff.
Yes.
How much schooling do you have?
I have my master's in forensic psychology.
That was going to be my major when I went back to school. I couldn't handle it.
Do you have kids?
I just couldn't get it through it.
Do I have kids? Yes, I have two daughters.
Okay.
19 and 16.
All right. Wow, that is just such an interesting field, but also very heavy.
It's heavy work, yeah.
It's so heavy.
Do you work on your own? Do you have a team?
Yep, there's three other forensic interviewers on the floor, and the director and deputy director are also forensic interviewers.
So does that mean you work for, like, the state, or is it, like, a private firm?
Yeah. No, the state.
Oh, okay. So it's a state job.
Enough. Yep.
All right, I'm ready to guess.
How many years have you been doing this?
I've been doing it since 2021.
Okay, more recent.
Last vacation trip, where did you go?
Last vacation trip?
Yeah.
Okay, that would be, we had a trailer up at Hampton Beach, at Hampton Falls.
Let's go.
But not a real vacation.
Okay, I love Hampton Beach camping.
Yeah, trailer in Hampton.
Oh, let's go.
You know what? It's the Walmart of beaches. What can you say?
Yeah, you're the only person with a master degree in that trailer.
Remember when I got locked in the campground at Hampton Beach, Kennedy?
That was a good time.
I couldn't come to work because I was stuck in the campground.
Do you have a GS designation, or is it just, like, do you have a government number? You know what I mean, in terms of your job?
I have a state number, but not a not a federal.
Is your state number in the double digits?
Yes.
Can you explain what that means for the rest of us?
I feel like you have inside information.
So governmental jobs are ranked. You got, like, a GS-1, a GS-2, a GS-3, a GS-10, a GS whatever.
Oh, God, no.
Like,
I know that part.
Mr. X has a GS-15, I think.
All right, let's make
but,
a
like,
guess.
But, like, she, I was asking just to try and get a grade of how she.
Okay, I'll go first if you like. Mm. I'm going to say don't say anything. I'm going to say $75,000 a year. Kennedy, what do you think?
90.
All right, and Dan?
I guess I'll split the difference. My brain was going to 80.
80. All right. As a forensic interviewer for the state, how much do you make a year?
$54,000.
I almost said 55, and I was like, no, that
can
was
I just say,
with a
though,
master's degree?
For what you're doing, like, you're clearly doing this because you are a good person with a kind heart who wants to help people.
Exactly.
Not for the money. And so for that, I just want to say thank
hold
you.
Hold on, just to
you've
make
probably saved a whole lot of people.
$54,000, you said, right?
Yes, 54.
Nobody
and thank
screws
you for
you
that.
Like the government.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling in to share that.
The world needs you.
Yes, we are.
You are amazing.
Greatly appreciated and underpaid. We have a speech language pathologist. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, you work with kids also?
I work with kids as well. Yes.
Okay, so are you working for the state or no?
No. I work for a private practice.
See, automatically the salary goes up when you're in private practice.
Yep. What are you doing in your day-to-day?
So I see children, like, ages 1 to, like, 12, and I see them in 30-minute sessions. So throughout the day, I'm just...
Are you helping them with, like, lisps, or what are you doing?
Articulation. We also do a lot of just, like, language, and we prescribe, like, the communication devices.
And how much schooling did you have?
So I have my master's degree.
What iPhone do you have?
An iPhone 10.
Okay. iPhone 10. It's been a minute. Frugal with the money.
Do you work with any, like, bonus-based structure, or is it just a base pay throughout the year?
We do a bonus structure yearly.
Huh.
What kind of car do you drive?
I drive a Kia.
Same.
Same.
Reliable, affordable.
So you just seem a person who knows the value of a dollar and doesn't need to spend it on frivolous things.
All right, Kennedy, you want to take a guess?
I'm going to say 90 again.
90 again?
That's what I was going to say.
Dan?
I was going to say that. I guess I'll...
91-er?
We'll do 91. I'll price
91?
Right.
91? Okay. And I'm going to go 105. As a speech language pathologist for a private practice, how much do you earn? 85.
Well, again, thank you for what you do. You're helping people.
Why does it always work like that? People that are taking care of kids should be paid all of the monies.
Yes, it's a huge problem. It's a huge problem that our teachers and our cops are paid less than anybody else.
All right, well, thank you.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is an unusual one.
All right.
A traveling mammographer?
That's correct.
Doing
that's correct.
Lord's work.
Oh, thanks.
Bringing boob smishing to those who cannot get there themselves.
And isn't today the beginning of Breast Cancer Awareness Month? So this is perfect.
It is indeed. It is indeed, yes.
And how long have you been a traveling mammographer?
Yes, so I've been traveling for 5 years now. Mm-hmm. So I've gone to a number of different cities and places, yeah.
What would be the difference in traveling versus just staying local, I guess?
A whole bunch more money.
Yes, that is correct.
Oh, okay.
That is correct. Travelers tend to make a lot more than sailors. Like, you're not on the hospital's like benefits plan, so you got to kind of work that out yourself. As far as insurance and things like that, but you're straight up like living stipends and things that you get are much, much, much more generous than what normal like staff technologists would make.
So how much do you travel on a given day? Do you just go to one place and set up, or are you always traveling, traveling? Do you stay overnight?
Yeah, usually you take like a 13-week contract in one place. Yeah, so like right now I've been in Boston actually since April. This is my second, I'm coming to the end of my second contract here. And I'm originally from Western New York, from the Buffalo area. So.
Ah, okay, got you.
Well, welcome to us and thank you for doing what you do.
Oh, thanks.
How many miles do you put on your car a year?
Oh, that's good. Probably close to 20.
Okay, that's not too terrible. What kind of car is it you drive?
I have a Kia Seltos.
So you're working, are you working in a hospital? Or are you working in an imaging center? Like, where are you working?
Yeah, so it's a mix depending on where you are. Currently in Boston, I'm in a hospital. But other places I've been like more private clinics.
Huh.
What kind of feeling did you get when you helped someone detect the cancer early and you know you might have saved their life?
That's definitely something that happens almost on a daily basis, and it's definitely why we do this job, those of us who do it, for sure.
Well, I'm thankful to you and the folks who do what you do, because it's because of them that I found mine. So, wow, this is awesome.
Can I ask one more?
Yeah.
What degree do you need to be a mammographer?
Yeah, so you actually really only need like 2 years of schooling. You go to get your applied associates in radiologic technology, so that's how you become an X-ray tech.
Got
and then mammo specifically is just a little bit more hoop jumping after that. So
and boob squishing.
And boob squishing.
you change your career, Stan? Is that why you're asking?
No. I don't know if anyone wants me to do their mammograms.
Judy, at that point, we don't care. We just want to get it done.
Right. As long as your hands aren't cold, Dan, they don't care.
Pretty much.
I do run very hot.
And that would be appreciated.
All right. Dan, you're up first. What do you think for a traveling mammographer?
Oh, okay. She's traveling. So yep. That bumps it up a lot for me.
Okay.
I'm going to say 125 a year.
125. Kennedy, you're up.
I'm going to say 95.
And I'm going to say 126.
Why you got to be like that?
What do you do and how much you make a traveling mammographer? How much you make a year?
It's just over 100. It was right around 104 last year.
104. Nice job.
Well, I hope you're enjoying your time here in our fair city.
Oh, thank you.
You can stream us on the Odyssey app when you go to your next location.
Yes, thank you. Appreciate that.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Don't go find a new radio station in Cincinnati or wherever you
end up. Did she say she was from Buffalo? Yeah, I forgot to ask if she jumped on tables and stuff.
Is she a Bills fan?
Yeah.
I was trying not to derail the segment.
Yeah, I know. Thank you.
All right, one last one real quick. A systems engineer for a Department of Defense contractor, Kennedy. Good morning.
Good morning.
That is a long title. And so...
That's not even the whole thing.
Okay. So, you know, I know a little bit about this. Obviously, I used to work with a lot of DOD people when I was in the Army, but kind of put it in layman's terms for people that may not understand it.
So I am the lead for integration and test for a Air Force program for our contract.
Okay. Don't worry. I have a top secret security clearance, so you're good to share with me all the insider information. It's fine. It's fine.
That thing hold up 35 years later?
Oh, it's still good, Jan. It's still good. Absolutely. Sure. It's still good to this day. How long have you been in this role?
So I'm new to this role, but I've been a systems engineer for 15 years now, okay. Right out of college.
Are you a GS level something?
We don't have GS levels, but we have equivalent numbering schemes through our...
Are you in double digits?
...company. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been to the White House or the Pentagon?
No, but I have traveled to D.C. frequently.
Ooh, okay. All right.
I've been to the White House. But...
That's true. I have also, but it was different.
Yeah, but not with like the men in black guys with the earpieces and the cars.
Yes, where she was, there wasn't a gift shop to buy that little tiny White House.
You did not specify.
This is so out of my wheelhouse. I don't even know what to ask you.
Okay. Let's ask you. I asked this question earlier this morning, but I always love it. Last time you took a good vacation, where did you travel to?
So my kids love cruises. So we did a cruise to Bermuda in April.
Okay. Did you have your own cabin without the kids?
Oh, gosh, no.
Oh, okay.
That's insanity.
Why?
Because that's really expensive.
Well, I know. So I was trying to find out.
I was just saying.
How long have you worked for the DOD?
So in varying capacities for 15 years.
Mm. All right.
What, do you mind saying what school you went to?
So my degree is 100% unrelated, and I went to Keene State College.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that happens a lot. All right, we ready to make a guess?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to go first. Man, working with companies, like I think this is a really good paying job. I'm going to say this is $115,000 a year.
Yeah, I feel like you've been working for the government for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go 135.
Whoa, 135. All right, producer Dan?
I am so, I don't know. Let's do 120.
All right, 120. As a systems engineer for a DOD contractor, how much do you make a year?
Before bonuses and overtime, I make 185.
Oh! 185? And your degree is unrelated?
Yeah, you get into a government service job and you don't leave. It just keeps doing that. If you can, get in the right space.
Sounds like you can afford two rooms on that cruise ship, is all I'm saying.
Not living in Boston.
Very spoiled kids.
185 before bonuses. Can you get me a job?
Hey, this isn't this isn't LinkedIn for Dan to leave the show.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kempe Kennedy presented by Subaru of New England. Fall in love with a brand new Subaru. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Josh from Salem.
Hey, good morning, Josh.
Good morning, Kennedy.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please, sir?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
Bye.
Five pop culture trivia questions. I know you know this, but in case you had not heard, it is for $1,000 this morning. Kennedy has gone out of the studio. Are you ready, Josh?
I am.
Question number one. It is the end of an era. AOL has officially ended its dial-up internet service after more than 35 years. What does AOL stand for?
American Online? I don't know.
Question number two. Jelly Roll's health coach said that before his weight loss journey, Jelly thought he was going to die in his sleep. It was so bad that every morning he would wake up and thank God that he had survived the night. In Jelly's biggest song to date, he says he only talks to God when?
In his dreams? I don't know.
Question number three. A clip dropped online of Jeremy Allen White singing Born to Run from the upcoming Bruce Springsteen biopic. Jeremy Allen White currently stars on which TV show?
These are hard. I don't know.
Okay, question number four. McDonald's has decided to bring back their fan favorite Monopoly game for the first time in a decade. It begins October 6th. In the original version of Monopoly, what is the most expensive property on the board?
I'm going to say Park Place.
Justice for Baltic Avenue.
And question number five, the legendary Julie Andrews, 90 years old today, one of her biggest roles, playing Mary Poppins. In Mary Poppins, there's an entire song about a made-up word to describe how wonderful you are feeling. What's the word?
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio.
Kennedy!
It's hard not to say the next line when you hear that word.
Mm-hmm. So, Josh, are you battening down the hatches living in Salem when it's just turned to October?
Yeah, I learned how to deal with it.
I just went there yesterday.
Mm. You did?
Yep. Got in the car and drove.
Yeah.
I needed to not go home, so I went there, walked around. It was lovely. Calm
Josh,
before the storm.
Yeah, you're about to be way overpopulated for the next month.
Josh got 1 out of 5, Kennedy.
Oh.
Sooch. All right, these are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
It is the end of an era. AOL has officially ended its dial-up internet service after more than 35 years. What does AOL stand for?
America Online.
There's like one guy left in the woods who was using dial-up. It's like, what happens?
No, I got a few CDs still, Dan. If you need 50 free hours, I got you, dog.
I went and listened to the startup sound this morning just to be nostalgic.
Question number two. Jelly Roll's health coach said that before his weight loss journey, Jelly thought he was going to die in his sleep. In Jelly's biggest song to date, anyway, he says he only talks to God when
he needs a favor.
2-0. A clip online of Jeremy Allen White singing Born to Run from his upcoming Bruce Springsteen biopic has dropped. Jeremy Allen White currently stars on which TV show?
The Bear.
Yes, Chef. 3-0. McDonald's has decided to bring back their fan favorite Monopoly game for the first time in a decade. It begins October 6th. In the original version of Monopoly, what is the most expensive property on the board?
Park Place?
It is Boardwalk.
Boardwalk.
Wasn't there controversy around that game? Wasn't there a movie? It's a documentary, right?
Documentary, podcast.
Yes.
There are numerous things. It is a fascinating
movie. I remember watching it.
Yeah, a guy that worked at the printing company.
Right, was hustling for pieces.
Well, he stole them.
Yeah.
So he
yeah.
won all the prizes.
Yeah.
So he didn't keep a low profile and got caught, but it was really fascinating.
It's surprising to me that they're bringing it back.
It's not that hard to do if you have good security. I think it's a great game. I loved it.
I loved it, too.
They were taped up all over my office everywhere.
But also, it was corrupt.
But it wasn't McDonald's that was corrupt.
No, I'm not saying it was.
I'm sure that they've done all their due diligence at this point.
3-0. Question number 5. The legendary Julie Andrews, 90 years old today. One of her biggest roles was playing Mary Poppins. In Mary Poppins, there's an entire song about a made-up word to describe how wonderful you are feeling. What is the word?
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious. If you say it loud enough, you only sound precocious. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Hum-de-lily, hum-de-la.
I'll do the whole thing.
Yeah. I have time.
We got to play Taylor Swift.
Jesse's clamoring for it.
4-1 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry, Joel. Josh, you do not get the $1,000, but we do appreciate you listening and playing this morning. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
I am Josh from Salem, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Do you work in a job where you get angry emails? We do. I don't know if a lot of people...
I think
we can relate to that.
We've become a society of people who believe that everyone is deserving of our opinions.
Mm-hmm.
And social media has sort of devolved into that.
And people feel like if they're offended, they need to tell everybody. And I say, just be offended.
And
Nobody cares.
Also, too, that, like, you know, I feel like we're friends with everyone who listens to the show.
Sure.
So sometimes you feel like you're family and you can say stuff. And you know what? Say stuff because we like it. But be nice.
Okay, so we're bringing on a panel to help with this discussion and this email. We're going to set it all up. Kara from Concord, good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
OG to the show. How long do you think you've been listening?
Oh, my gosh. At least 10 years.
Yeah, that's OG.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's wild that you've spent that time with us, and that we're appreciative of that. And our friend Corey from Medford, an OG OG. Good morning, Corey.
Day one.
Day one, Corey.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, I, very first day I woke up and asked, who the heck are these people on the radio this morning?
Where's Landa, I think is what he said.
I believe it's pronounced Landa.
Landa, where's Landa? Okay, so just a quick recap is to get you up to speed to what happened on the show yesterday for Hot Take Tuesday. Jesse, Hot Take Tuesday, what do you have?
Oh, I'm about to start a fight.
Okay.
But that's what we're here for.
Taylor Swift is overhyped and overplayed.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Why do you think that, Jesse?
She's talented for sure, but I don't think she's deserving of the hype that she's getting. And I hear her on the radio way too much.
I'm not stepping in this.
I'm waiting for someone to disagree with him.
Oh, I absolutely disagree. I think she's the most important artist and songwriter of her generation.
There's a lot happening right now.
She's oversaturated, for sure.
There's a lot happening right now.
I think she's fantastic.
And not very incendiary, if you ask me.
Yeah.
Like, we didn't fight with them.
Yeah, didn't seem so bad. Everybody's laughing, having a good time.
Oh, no, this isn't the problem. This was perfect. It's what you did afterwards.
It must be exhausting, always rooting for the anti-hero.
Play that one for Jesse.
The amount of Carson level petty there was just...
From the
large
774, Jesse sounds like the kind of guy who would go up to a girl wearing a band t-shirt at the gym and say to her, name 5 songs from that band.
Now. This is a judgment-free zone in the Hot Take Tuesday.
I don't know. I feel like that's dead on. I probably played a couple of Taylor Swift songs yesterday.
Five.
And it's important to note, none of them were scheduled. You threw them all in.
I did play them all.
We truly haven't played a whole lot of Taylor in a very long time.
You threw everyone in just to be petty.
Now you are up to speed.
Yeah.
I've not heard this email. I do know the topic of the email. You got this. Can you describe what it is?
Yeah. So I got an email. It is in all capitals. It is in bold.
Oh.
And every time the word Taylor is written, it has been changed to red.
That was a lot of work.
They're in their red era.
You got to go in and highlight stuff and make it bold and change font colors.
So I'm going to read it to you. Carson. It's in bold, so I have to do it.
No, you do it like you imagine they want it to be read.
On Tuesday, September 30th, on Hot Take Tuesday, I agree with Jesse about Taylor.
Hit you with a date.
This station plays way too much of Taylor. I hate Taylor. Every time you play a Taylor song, I change this station. After Jesse said he didn't like Taylor, you played a Taylor song. You are pretty inconsiderate and very thoughtless. You don't care what your listeners have to say, and you are heartless, Carson. You only think about yourself.
Wow.
And by the way, your Friday free-for-all sucks. Thank you. Thanks.
It started off pretty light, but then you're inconsiderate, thoughtless, and heartless.
You are heartless.
And the Friday free-for-all
and
sucks.
And the Friday free-for-all sucks.
Well, that won me over a little bit. She got me back on the team at the end, but the middle part was rough.
All right, Kara from Concord. So I guess the question is, do I respond?
Was this warranted? Was this warranted?
Do I respond to this?
I mean, I'm all about putting out the positive vibrations. I'm not sure it was totally warranted, but I think that it's just petty going back to petty. And
you reap what you sow in the petty world.
So battle of the petties.
Exactly.
Carson, level petty.
All right.
Corey from Medford?
I was totally expecting you to play a Taylor Swift song after that the other day. Wow, it sounds like they really need a hobby. not writing.
Now.
To be that upset about playing Taylor Swift songs is crazy. There has to be a deeper issue with you.
Like, that was fired off with hot Twitter fingers without taking a breath or thinking first.
Right. It is a bit much. Maybe they get caught in an elevator and all they could listen to is Taylor Swift.
I'm like, you know, if you have stuff to say to us, guys, we want to hear it for sure. We realize we're always going to like whatever, but I don't understand the ire. I don't. Because of all the things you might be, and I've said a lot of them, heartless is absolutely
not. Oh, that was a tough one.
Thoughtless is absolutely not one of them. Mm.
From the 617, I could have written this letter.
There it is.
Plus one. Little star.
Petty.
All right. Kara from Concord, thank you. Corey from Medford, thank you.
You keep doing you, you guys. We love you.
Oh, we love you back. I'm dying.
Bye, Corey.
You can't be anything but you, Carson. So, yeah, go ahead and fire one back.
I just got a text message from Aaron the Trash Guy, and I think this will end this for once and for all. Carson can only have one nemesis, and that slot is already filled. Shake it off, or I'll have bad blood.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I used to cop in Harlem. All of my Dominicanos right there up on Broadway. Pulled me back to that McDonald's. Took it to my stash spot, 560 State Street. Catch me in the kitchen like a Simmons whipping pastry. Cruising down H.
Oh, it's a good day to wake up in New York.
I checked the score before I fell asleep last night.
Yes. What time was that?
It was pretty early, I want to say.
Okay.
And what I feel was like the score? It was 1-0.
It was 1-0 up until the seventh inning.
And then so I went to bed because I don't normally watch the game, so I wasn't trying to change anything.
Sure.
I like that.
And then I woke up this morning and I said, Alexa, who won the Red Sox game? And she told me, and I jumped out of bed in a wonderful mood.
I knew exactly when the game was over. So
when?
I went to see Adam Sandler at the Garden last night, and yeah, we're eating dinner at West End Johnny's beforehand, and I was watching it on TV there, and we were down 1-0 when we left to go into the venue. And then,
oh, was that hard for you to leave?
And yeah, I mean, it's the playoffs against the Yankees.
Yeah, I know.
And then, you know, we're watching the show, and like an hour and a half passes. And then in the middle of the set, while Adam Sandler's on stage, some section of guys start chanting, Yankees suck. And then the whole crowd starts chanting, Yankees suck. And he's still doing his set, but no one's listening to him anymore. And then he's just trying to power through.
He doesn't acknowledge?
And then, no, he doesn't say anything, which is weird because he's from here.
I know.
And then the entire audience then switches to Let's Go Red Sox. And they do a Let's Go Red Sox chant for 30 seconds while he's still doing
that. Okay, that's the coolest thing I've
ever
heard.
And I go, Kaylee, check your phone. And like, yeah, the game just ended. We won 3-1. So we knew the exact moment that the game ended.
That's so cool.
A whole crowd of people that weren't watching started chanting.
That is so cool. That's the coolest thing ever. That's the way I'd want to know.
I actually, you know, after yesterday morning show and the sexy reading of what was supposed to happen at the game, I texted you last night, but I knew you probably weren't going
to
see it.
Yeah, I was trying not to look at my phone.
Yeah, it was like you said, Kennedy, it was 1-0. And then in the seventh inning, we had a big inning, Kennedy.
Yeah.
Big inning, scored a couple of runs. It felt like you could feel the momentum shifting. We got their starting pitcher out.
Right.
The second pitcher came in, he fell apart, and you just felt it. So I just texted Ann an eggplant emoji and said, big seventh inning.
You're so weird.
I forgot about that conversation because it was 5:40 in the morning and it was 10:30 at night. I was like, why the hell did Carson text me an eggplant to tell me the score?
This is weird.
You know, you talk about the weird things that we do where we think we're responsible for what's happening during the game. Like you didn't want to watch it because you didn't watch it. So
I mean, I know it's straight garbage. But
it is. So I was watching it by myself last night. I was camped out in my TV room and Barrett was upstairs.
I just love that you have your own TV room now, Carson. I'm just going to say that.
It is the best. It is the best. So I'm in the TV room, and I'm watching the game, and we had picked up sushi. So Lana's eating upstairs. I'm in my room. Barrett is actually in his room.
All is right with the world.
Because he's got to finish up some homework. So he finishes up his homework, and then he comes downstairs, and because it's now like 9 o'clock, he has to be off his devices. So he just comes down. He's like, what's going on with the game? I explained to him, and he sits down. Just as Aroldis Chapman comes into the game, and Aroldis Chapman is our big star closing pitcher.
Okay.
This guy has been dominant the entire season.
Okay. Throws 100 miles an hour like he's getting out of bed.
So he the guy that comes in just at the end to just close
it. Correct,
okay.
Correct. And so it's him against Aaron Judge, who's, you know, this is it. We are now in the bottom of the ninth inning, and the energy is, this is the moment of the game. And next thing you know, they have the bases loaded. And it's all happened since Barrett walked into the room and sat down on the couch.
So it's his fault.
And Barrett turns and looks at me. He says, I have to leave, don't I?
And we were like, yes, son.
And I said, yes. And he's like,
you're cursing the boys right now. Get out.
And he said, no, really, I have to leave, don't I? I said, yes. And he's like, okay, I'm going to go.
Oh, my God, that's adorable.
And he left. Aroldis Chapman struck out the next guy. I think he struck out the next guy and then got whatever.
So does he have to come down in the ninth inning for every game now?
No, he's not allowed to be around. He just can't. You can't come
in. He turned the tables when he walked in the door.
No, it was bad when he came in the door.
But he left and they won.
Yes, he shouldn't have come in to begin with.
I see.
You got to start where you finish. Finish where you start. You can't go changing it in the middle.
Oh, so
is he
bad.
Now banned from the TV room for the remainder of this series?
No, but you can just, you got to either be there the whole time or not be there at all. You can't come in at that pinnacle moment and mess up the mojo.
Can I ask a question that probably is stupid. You know what? No stupid questions. So the Cubs won last night.
They did.
Is there a possibility that the Red Sox can play the Cubs, or are they in the
same
league?
Yeah, no, they're in different.
Only in the World Series would that happen.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, there's nothing like day baseball at Wrigley. No, Tino shade to Fenway.
Sure, sure.
But there is just something different about being in Wrigley.
It was electric last night. I don't know if they can do it again. We're pretty banged up. We lost another pitcher, apparently, to an elbow situation.
Well, so. We only got to win one more.
Yep. Right. They play today, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they play today. I don't know what time the game
Even
is.
If we don't win the World Series, beating the Yankees, is everyone's like, well, that's a good season.
Right?
I just watched the fans in the stands, and I just hate on every one of them.
Today.
Oh, another 6 o'clock game. Just watching the fans in the stands in New York, I just hate every time they show the fans. I'm like, that guy's a jerk, that guy's a jerk, that guy's a jerk, that guy's a jerk.
That guy's probably mean to his wife.
Yeah, that guy, he's a jerk. He's definitely a jerk. He's definitely
that guy
a jerk.
Doesn't tip at restaurants.
Right. What does that guy do for a living? He's probably a jerk. That's how I watch the game.
I'm looking at this video here that says loud, "Let's go Red Sox chants in Yankee Stadium" from the Boston faithful.
There was not a lot of Red Sox swag in the fans.
There's enough.
Well they tried to ban us, but
did.
With ticket sales.
Yeah,
because they're scared
hear this
and
story,
soft.
They essentially blocked people outside of Massachusetts. Yeah, be careful.
There's like five. I know. That's all I'm playing. But like, there were like 5 guys in.
You could hear it. You could hear it at the very beginning of the game, and that was it. And then the fans realized, no, you're not going to do that here. But they blocked people from outside of New York, Connecticut, and New Jersey from buying tickets down, which is kind of funny.
It is weak sauce action, Kennedy.
Weak.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Fall in love with the 2025 Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, welcome Ryan from Rochester.
Hello, Ryan.
And good morning. How we doing?
We are doing. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. I'm feeling good today.
Red Sox get a big win last night. The game was over early. We didn't have to stay up till midnight to watch a sporting event.
We love a 6 o'clock start on the East Coast.
Oh, so nice.
Yeah. Let's go. Let's wrap this thing up tonight.
That's the energy we need.
Ryan, will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
She's like the evil empire of trivia. Did you hear they played that last night during the game? Oh, no, you weren't. You didn't watch it.
No, I was at the Sandler concert.
Yeah, at a couple of times during the night, I guess they play the evil empire theme.
Well, at least they're leaning into it.
It's kind of funny. All right, Ryan, you know the deal. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You score yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you. She is now out of the studio in that soundproof booth. Question number one. Last night's Wheel of Fortune had the biggest winner in history. A lady from Connecticut went home with over $1 million plus trips to Montana and Tokyo. Who is the current host of Wheel of Fortune?
Ryan Seacrest.
Lionel Richie says he and Quincy Jones nicknamed Michael Jackson Smelly back in the day because Michael wouldn't wear deodorant or wash or change his clothes for days. Which show is Lionel Richie currently on?
American Idol.
23 years ago today, in 2002, this band released their second album, The Young and the Hopeless, featuring the hit song, The Anthem. Take a listen and then name the band.
And I don't ever wanna be you.
Name the band.
Let's go, Good Charlotte.
Bring me back to TRL with Carson Daly.
Question number 4. Mookie Betts just started playing the guitar about a month ago, but he's already loving it. He said that next year he wants to play a show with Morgan Wallen and Ernest. Mookie Betts won a World Series and an MVP award with the Red Sox before we cheaped out on his contract and traded him.
Boo.
Who does he play for now?
Unfortunately, the Dodgers.
Question number 5. Cardi B and Nicki Minaj went head-to-head on X on Monday in the latest installment of their years-long feud. Which of them has more number one songs on the Billboard Hot 100, Cardi B or Nicki Minaj?
This is a tough one. I'm going to say Nicki Minaj.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Digging your sweater today as well. It is, did you make that?
No.
It's like, looks like it's hand crocheted or knitted. No. It is, and it says, I heart weirdos.
Correct. It really should say they heart me because I am a weirdo magnet, but I digress.
Ryan got 4 out of 5.
Ooh, all right.
These all right. are tough, Kennedy.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
Last night on Wheel of Fortune, they had their biggest winner in history. A lady from Connecticut went home with over $1 million plus trips to Montana and Tokyo.
Wow.
Who's the current host of Wheel?
Ryan Seacrest.
Tied at 1. Lionel Richie says he and Quincy Jones nicknamed Michael Jackson Smelly back in the day because he wouldn't wear deodorant or wash or change his clothes for days. Which show is Lionel Richie currently on?
American Idol.
Tied at 2. 23 years ago today in 2002, this band released their second album, The Young and the Hopeless, featuring their hit song, The Anthem. Take a listen and then name the band. And I don't ever wanna, I don't ever wanna be you. Don't wanna be just like you. Oh, what I'm saying is this is the anthem for all your hands up, yeah. Don't wanna be you. Name the band.
Good Charlotte.
Tied at 3, question number 4. Mookie Betts started playing guitar about a month ago, and he's loving it. He said next year he wants to play a show with Morgan Wallen in earnest. Mookie Betts won a World Series and an MVP with the Red Sox before we cheaped out on his contract, and we traded him. Who does he play for now, Kennedy?
The Dodgers.
Tied at 4, question number 5. Cardi B and Nicki Minaj went head-to-head on X on Monday in the latest installment of their years-long feud.
Cardi
ladies,
roasted.
Ladies,
Cardi
ladies.
Roasted her. She's so funny on Twitter.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Which of them has more number one songs? Because that's what matters, Kennedy. On the Billboard Hot 100, who has the most number one songs between those two, Cardi B or Nicki Minaj?
Cardi B.
Has 5. Nicki Minaj has 3. That is
good. Oh, Kerr.
I feel like she just had a little more mainstreamy stuff.
Mm-hmm. 5-4 final score. Kennedy gets the win. Ryan, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but thank you for calling in. Love the energy this morning. Love the energy.
You're welcome. Anytime.
All right. Tomorrow when we get another dub, you can try again. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
This is Ryan from Rochester, and I cannot be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no.
Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru. Fall in love with a 2025 Subaru. Subaru of NewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Julie from Mansfield.
Hello, Julie.
Hi, Kennedy.
Julie, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Stuck in traffic, Julie?
Yes. I was going to try to pull over, but I can't even get to an exit, so...
Traffic pays our rent around here, so. Keep listening.
5 trivia questions. They're all pop culture things. Kennedy's gone into that studio, so she can't hear anything that is about to happen. There's $1,000 on the line. If you get more right than Kennedy, are you ready?
Yeah.
This former New York Yankees slugger was also known for his dating prowess. His list of exes include J-Lo, Madonna, Kate Hudson, and Cameron Diaz. Who is he?
Alex Rodriguez, A-Rod.
This artist has become the first female artist to surpass 100 million albums sold. She has 105 as of yesterday. Her latest album, The Life of a Showgirl, comes out Friday. Who is she?
Taylor Swift.
Have we talked about that at all, about that album coming out?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Question number 3. Wheel of Fortune had the biggest winner in its 43-season history last night. It was a woman named Christina Derevyanik from Stamford, Connecticut. She won over $1 million plus trips to the West to go to Montana and a trip to Tokyo. Who turns those letters as co-host on Wheel of Fortune?
Vanna White.
Question number four. Carmen Electra says she'd be open to appearing on this reboot if she doesn't have to film in the ocean. What TV show is she talking about?
Baywatch.
And question number five. Randy Quaid, 75 today. What is his character's name in National Lampoon's Vacation?
Cousin Eddie.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
The plot thickens. Hi, Kennedy.
Hello.
Julie got, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 out of 5 right.
Nuh-uh.
Uh-huh.
That means you can't mess up.
$1,000 on the line here, Kennedy.
If you mess up.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Don't want you to mess up, do we, Dan?
No, don't mess up.
I don't believe either one of you.
Where did that come from?
It's a ghost in the machine.
Question number one. This former New York Yankees slugger was also known for his dating prowess. His list of exes include J-Lo, Madonna, Kate Hudson, and Cameron Diaz. Who is he?
Derek Jeter.
Question number two. This artist has become the first female to surpass 100 million albums sold. She has 105 as of yesterday. Her latest, The Life of a Showgirl, comes out Friday. Who is she?
Taylor Swift.
Wheel of Fortune had the biggest winner in its 43-year history. She's from Stamford, Connecticut. And she won over $1 million plus a trip to Montana and a trip to Tokyo. Who turns those letters as co-host?
Vanna White.
Oh, yeah, I'm not telling you which one you got
I
right
got
wrong.
It.
That's this.
That way you don't know if you messed up.
Carmen Electra says she'd be open to appearing on this reboot if she doesn't have to film in the ocean. What TV show is she talking about?
Baywatch.
Yeah, we just need her running on the beach. That's fine.
Ew.
What? It's the whole point of that show is to watch beautiful people run up and down the beach.
I mean, you're not wrong.
Facts, Kennedy. Question number five. Randy Quaid, 75 today. What is his character's name in National Lampoon's Vacation?
Cousin Eddie.
All right, let's work back to front. Question number one, you said Cousin Eddie. That is correct, 1-1. You said Baywatch. Yes, of course. Tied at 2. Question number three, Vanna White. Question number two, Taylor Swift, obviously. And question number one, you said Derek Jeter. Alex Rodriguez was with J-Lo. Alex Rodriguez, Julie, just won $1,000.
She messed up.
It happens.
Julie, are you still with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Julie's speechless.
I'm very excited.
Yes, we have winners and losers, Kennedy.
We do.
Today, you're the New York Yankees.
That's me.
Congratulations, Julie.
Thank you.
Julie's driving too, Kennedy, and stuck in traffic.
Oh,
so. Bless.
What are you going to spend $1,000 on right off the top of your head?
I have 2 kids in daycare.
No, only for you. Go buy yourself something. Treat yourself.
Oh, ribeye steaks and roulette.
Kids eat free after Red Sox win. That's all I'm saying. Wow, Julie. Well, congratulations.
Well,
added to the board, Kennedy. Redemption Week is coming.
Yes, indeed. No, Redemption Week doesn't count in the 945.
Score. Oh, it doesn't. Okay. Well, Julie gets the win for $1,000. Congratulations, Julie. Kennedy, what do you want to say to Julie?
My name is Kennedy. I'm from Quincy, and I can't beat Julie.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.